So, Monica, in the wake of the 2016 election, obviously Facebook has repeatedly told Congress, the American people, that you're serious about fighting disinformation and fake news. Yet this doctored video that I think your own fact checkers acknowledge is doctored of Speaker Pelosi remains on your platform. Why?
Well, you know, first off, I think the suggestion there is that we haven't taken action, and that's not right. We have acted. Anybody who is seeing this video in newsfeed, anyone who is going to share it to somebody else, anybody who has shared it in the past, they are being alerted that this video is false. And this is part of the way that we deal with misinformation. We work with internationally certified fact-checking organizations that are independent from Facebook, and we think these are the right organizations to be making decisions about whether something is true or false. And as soon as we get, and we did in this case, as soon as we get a rating from them that content is false, then we dramatically reduce the distribution of that content, and we let people know that it's false so they can make an informed choice.
Why keep it up, though?
Yeah. If there were misinformation that was, let's say, tied to an ongoing riot or the threat of some physical violence somewhere in the world, we would work with safety organizations on the ground to confirm falsity and the link to violence, and then we actually would remove that misinformation.
So misinformation that doesn't promote violence, but misinformation that, you know, portrays the third most powerful, you know, politician in the country as a drunk or somehow impaired, that's fine.